Harvey Filkoff joins us from Florida. Harvey, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Well, I guess it's good to be working in April. I'm not used to it, but it's cutting into my tennis time for sure.
Well, Harvey, how is this Florida team? You know, you mentioned it back in the playoffs. They really haven't been in the playoffs a whole bunch. Is the fan base, is everybody excited about the Panthers? Or do they need to win a series before there's real hockey mania?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a buzz. It's been a buzz all season between the Kevin Spacey phenomenon and the Rats coming back and a 103-point team led by 44-year-old legend Jaromir Jagr. There's been quite a lot of excitement, especially also the Dolphins are just so horrible. The Marlins really haven't started yet. The Heat don't have that sexy appeal that they had with LeBron and Bosch. So, I'm getting on page 1C a lot lately, fellas.
Harvey, you know, the Panthers don't have the biggest names on the marquee of the playoff teams necessarily. I mean, outside of Jagr, who's obviously been remarkable at his age. But what they do have is a group of very good young players and
right.
a real good mix of veteran guys who know what it takes to be get it done, and there's depth there that you don't see in some teams. Is that the real strength of this club, that there's no glaring weaknesses?
Absolutely. I mean, Dale Towns did it in Chicago, and he's doing it here. He builds through the draft, and he's a great talent evaluator, Taze, Kane, et cetera. And now with these young core of Barkov, Huberto, Ekblad, Goodbranson, Trocheck, guys, we're talking about perennial all-stars. The rest of the hockey world doesn't really know them yet, but they will. They will be marquee names within the next 3-4 years. Barkov will win a Frank Selke. Ekblad will win a Norris. So, they're budding stars, and I think this is their time to shine and for the rest of the hockey world to take attention. And like you said, they have the depth. They have the veteran experience. McKenzie and Campbell, Luongo, Sean Thornton's won 2 cups. Leaders in the locker room, Willie Mitchell, 2 cups. He's not there in body, but he's there in mind. So this team has all the intangibles, all the tools that make a deep run into this playoffs.
Harvey, what's the update on Trocheck as far as injuries?
Yeah, I feel a little bad there. I kind of tweeted out yesterday when I saw him in the boot that he probably missed the first round. I got a little guff today from around the team. He's out of the boot. He was looking for me. Trocheck is a feisty kid from Pittsburgh, tough as nails. Now I'm going to change that opinion to the second week of the playoffs. Missed the first 2 home games for sure. I bet he starts skating this weekend. And who knows? He could be playing by Wednesday for sure in game 4.
Harvey, you know, we talked about the veterans, and we started with Jagr. The one guy I look at is Roberto Luongo. It's a cliche, and a cliche for a reason. If you get great goaltending, teams that aren't necessarily favorites can win a series or 2 or even 3. We saw it here in Edmonton 10 years ago. It wasn't a great team. Now, Luongo doesn't have that much time left to play. He's getting on in age. This may be his best last shot at it, and if he's motivated, he can still play. He could be a difference to me.
Oh, he's very motivated. He is so intense right now. There were no Strombone 1 jokes today. Just like Jagr yesterday. Jagr is just the most affable superstar I've ever covered, but he was all business yesterday when he met with the media. Somber, very serious. And there was no gags. And these guys, hey, listen, Jagr won 2 cups his first 2 years. But that's 1992. I mean, remember Dan Marino used to say, another Pittsburgh guy who said he thought he would be back every year after his rookie year making to the Super Bowl. He never came close to sniffing the Super Bowl. And that's what the message is to all these young kids, Luongo, Thornton, Jagr. They're all telling these kids, Campbell, you might never get another chance like this. I don't care how old you are. 5, 18, 24, you got to take advantage of your opportunity when it's there. And that's what all these veterans, that's the message every day to the young kids. So they're not taking this for granted, guys. The Panthers, they did make the playoffs 5 years ago. People forget it. They say twice in 15 years. It's really twice in 5 years, Dale Towne would like to point out. So it's not like they have no playoff experience. Bronson does. Kulikov does. So this team is ready. They're very serious. They're all intent on game one Thursday night.
Harvey Filikoff joins us from Florida. Harvey, you look at the New York Islanders, and they're a team that, a 100-point team and maybe the quietest 100-point season in the NHL. Not a lot of people are talking about them. What concerns the Panthers about the Islanders? Is it John Tavares? Is it the potential offense from their back end? What does Florida need to be leery of in this series from an Islanders?
Yeah, no, even I was surprised when I was making my Who Has the Edge matchup page today. I forgot they had 100 points. That's ridiculous. They had 200-point seasons in a row. Capuano's done a great job over there. But, guys, you know, they're missing one of their key players. You talk about Trocheck. Andres Lee, he's just the tough guy. He's always in front of the net. The Panthers have trouble moving him. He's not going to be there. They're missing their goal. Halak, I hear, was just ruled out today for the series. Talk about playoff experience. Luongo, 64 playoff games to one for Thomas Greiss. And that was a backup role. He came in relief. My goodness, the weight on Greiss's shoulders, guys. They have no home ice advantage in Brooklyn, man. Even Bill Torrey, the architect of the Islanders dynasty, said today he could care less about the Islanders. They're in Brooklyn. Potvin said the same thing. They root for them when they play other teams. But if the Panthers, my goodness, there's no history in Brooklyn. But listen, they have John Tavares, arguably one of the elite centers in the NHL. Opolsko, they have some good players. Brock Nelson, Nielsen, Franz. That's a good, solid team. They're fast. They're physical. The Panthers will have to do some serious forechecking to keep them out of the offensive zone on a regular basis. So there's fear there. And they have a great PK also. The Panthers' special teams really were awful this year. Good at home in the power play, horrendous on the road. Their PK inconsistent all year because Mitchell's injury, McKenzie was hurt, Cabronson was hurt. So the special teams right now, I'm giving the edge to the Islanders big time, guys. And, you know, special teams win in the playoffs. So that's one thing the Panthers must improve on, both special teams units.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing I wonder if it'll be a factor, Harvey, and you can tell me your thoughts. The Islanders are as physical a club as you're going to get. Now, a guy like Gabranson isn't worried about when it gets physical, but to me, with Clutterbuck, Matt Martin, and a couple of the other guys they've got, they're going to want to pound that defense. Can that defense hold up?
Well, Alex Petrov has a nice edge to him. He may get his butt kicked in fights, especially when you pick on a guy named Evander three times in one night, as he did against Kane, who's named after Holyfield. But this guy sticks up for his teammates and doesn't back down from anyone. Gudbranson is as tough as nails. Unfortunately, he's had to deal with concussions this year and in the years past. So he may be hesitant to fight, but he's not hesitant to clear the crease. And, of course, guys, Sean Thornton is still on this team, and he will be on the ice, especially with Mr. Martin out there. So you're going to see, and he sticks up for everyone on the ice, not just the young players. So the Panthers do not back down from anybody, but I do agree there's a slight physical edge on the Islanders' side.
Harvey, who are you picking in the series?
Hey, listen, I hate to be a homer, but the Panthers have such balanced scoring that the Islanders cannot match up, especially with Lee out. And also, Barkov may be one of the best young defensive centers in the league. He's going to do a number on Tavares. Panthers in five, gentlemen.
And the other Florida series involved Tampa and Detroit in the division. Who do you like there?
Listen, I would love to see a Panther Lightning in the semis. It's never been a true rivalry. Both teams have never really played each other in the playoffs. They're only in the playoffs together at the same time once, and they didn't face each other. The Lightning are just so beat up, guys. Stamkos, Stroman, I don't know. I mean, right now, they are just hurting. I guess Detroit has the edge with experience and health, but I am totally pulling for an all-Florida semi.
Well, I agree with you. Rivalries can really be defined and built and nurtured in the postseason, and if Florida and Tampa met, I'm sure that would be huge for the Sun Belt State. Harvey, enjoy it, and hopefully you can get a few tennis matches in between games.
Hey, I'm playing tomorrow after morning skate. I'm not, you know, I got to get my exercise, guys, to keep healthy.
All right, Harv, thanks.
Anytime.